The concerns of the president center around, number one, the issue of security situation in the Northeast, where some Nigerians are residents and they are innocent Nigerians, and there is a possibility that they will be disenfranchised for no other reason than they are residents in an area where insurgency is operational. Number two, the duty of democracy is the guarantee of personal liberties and the right of choice. Why it is not compulsory for every Nigerian to have the PVC, but every Nigerian that has indicated interest in taking part in the election should be given the opportunity to make his own choice whether he wants to vote or not. But if I don't have PVC, then I cannot make that choice. And by the admission of the INEC chairman, 34% of registered voters do not have their PVCs. So there's a problem about that. Then finally, we've got to do things in such a way that we do not directly or indirectly undermine the credibility of the total electoral process. Because to do so is to allow for a situation where a winner emerges and the loser express the inadequacies and imperfections in the system to create mayhem.
Dr. Kupe, critics say that the presidency is hell-bent on postponing the elections because the perception is that the president might lose the election. That is why he's seeking to postpone the election. What do you say to those criticisms?
I'm sorry, those criticisms are almost unreasonable. Because if you think you're going to lose an election, how does postponing it for 2 days, 3 days, or 6 weeks, how does it affect your chances of winning? That is actual nonsense and it is not correct. It is not true, but it's not unlike our position here to spread such rumor. In terms of preparedness, in terms of structure, in terms of the chances of winning, President Goodluck Jonathan still stands several miles apart from the presidential candidate of APC, General Buhari. General Buhari has been defeated by the PDP 3 times in previous elections. On this fourth occasion, his reliance is on the possibility of massive support from the Southwest, which is not happening. And he has not done well in his campaign. He has not spoken for more than 2 minutes in any campaign ground. He has refused to take his opponents on debate. Who can be afraid of such a candidate? It doesn't make sense.
What does the presidency want to tell Nigerians about these concerns that you just expressed?
Well, I mean, we have heard that before from the INEC chairman, that the INEC is ready and all that. It happened in Imo. And yet, the election that certainly took place was a near fiasco. It also happened in 2011. INEC was supposed to be ready, and everything was supposed to be in place. But last minute, on the day of election, INEC itself canceled the election and postponed it by 1 week. The president has a responsibility to Nigerian people, all right, irrespective of all whatever people may say. It is our own duty and responsibility to ensure that things are done properly so as to avoid trouble and confusion subsequently.
So, Dr. Kupe, what time period is the presidency advocating that the Electoral Commission could hold off?
The presidency is not advocating any period. The presidency is asking INEC to meet with his own people and check his own internal mechanism and see how the earliest time, apart from February, that the election can actually be held in a proper atmosphere and with no chance of actually disenfranchising any Nigerian who's ready to vote.
That means that the reports that the presidency is advocating that the election should be held in April are false. That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm not aware that the presidency is advocating any particular date, but we're just saying that they should use their own internal arrangements and consult for that and find a date that is within the law and that we'll be able to, allow security agencies to provide adequate security where it is necessary and such a good time that will allow for those who have not been given their PVCs to collect them.